Staying now with crime and resources. Yesterday, you would have heard that a man was arrested in connection with theft of €110,000 worth of agricultural machinery and livestock in Kerry and West Cork from November last year into around February of this year. We're joined on the line by IFA Crime Prevention Officer Barry Carey. Barry, good morning to you and thank you for joining us on the programme. You're Crime Prevention Executive, my apologies, Crime Prevention Executive with the IFA, the Irish Farmers Association. Now, Barry, somebody's been arrested. Obviously, we can't talk about the specifics of this incident. Gardaí have said that they believe that the suspects or those involved with these serious thefts of livestock and machinery in Kerry and West Cork, that it may be the activities of an organised crime gang. But, Barry, in general terms, it seems to me, anecdotally, this just strikes me, that this sort of crime has been on the rise in the last number of years. Am I correct? Are there statistics to back this up?
Well, good morning, Clarissa, and thanks for inviting me on. Yeah, there has been a rise over the last couple of years, particularly in southern counties and in the Midlands and that, and there's an indication that it is cross-border. But however, Northern Ireland have specific statistics through a particular insurance group, and they paid out almost £880,000 last year for claims for stolen cattle. And that's a huge rise, and it shows the prevalence of this type of activity.
Can I ask you, when these crooks acquire and steal the machinery, steal the livestock, what happens? What do they do with it? Do they sell it on? And how do they sell it on?
Particularly, we know that through the National Vehicle Intelligence Service in the Metropolitan Police, that a lot of Irish stuff goes to Eastern Europe, and it's the same in Northern Ireland, UK, Scotland, England, Wales, machinery, quads, trailers, tractors, and heavy power tools all end up in other markets. Some of it in the UK, but predominantly it goes to Eastern Europe.
And there it's sold on, and that's how they make their money. Would any of it be sold at home? What I'm saying is, would any of it turn up at fairs or anything like that?
Yes, and you'd just say, indeed. We've embarked over the last number of years with Property Marking Ireland, which is a non-for-profit organisation. It's been adopted by most county councils. I believe Kerry has one. They're property marking machines. It's an identifier. It's a machine that you put your air code covertly on the property. There are road signage in various communities that say this property has been marked, and it started off in Cavan Monaghan district about 5 years ago, and it reduced that type of theft of farm and burglary, etc., by almost 80%, and it has a huge value. It's just the signage going into the townland says the property has been marked for security reasons in this area, and it has a Garda crest on it and a county council crest, and it works fantastically. And the properties that have marked it, property marking does three things. First of all, it's a massive deterrent. Secondly, if you are unlucky to lose the property, the chances of recovery are much greater, and then the prosecution of those found in possession of it. So again, it's a major crime prevention deterrent, and we've been heavily promoting it over the last number of years.
And can farmers in Kerry avail of it?
Absolutely. There's I'll send you some details that you might be able to post on your website, and it'll be available for those to look at. But we have it on the IFA website under crime prevention and rural communities. And it's just another tool. We also are out there in communities. I spoke in Kerry in the last year. We address our IFA branch meetings and promoting and constantly reminding. Farmers are very busy all of the time, and you have to remind people. Also looking at the latest products and services that are available from a security perspective for people to be able to take some preventative measures and advising them how to manage the security and the risk to their businesses, and farming is a business.
Two quick points. First of all, if you're coming across equipment at ridiculously low prices, you shouldn't buy it, because I imagine all the indications are that it hasn't arrived there by legitimate means.
Yeah, indeed. Car boot sales, people saying, I have something for you, would you like to buy it? Now, I constantly remind on webinars and at meetings, I advise people, if it's too good and it's too cheap, you know, seriously look at it. There are two issues with this. One, you're buying probably stolen property, your neighbour's property. And the second one is then that you're guilty of an offence. If you're buying something for 50 quid that costs 500 quid, you have to ask yourself, and there's no one that naive in this day and age. Right? And, you know, we're saying to people, don't be that gullible. And, you know, somebody said to me one night at a meeting, but you can't turn down a good bargain. I said, well, the good bargain happens to be your neighbour's stolen property, you know. And, you know, bargains like that and the people that sell them, you know, really, you have to look at where you're coming from. And that's a question that we're always posing and advising people. Don't get yourself into trouble by potentially buying stolen property.
Report to the Gardaí.
Absolutely. And the IFA, in conjunction with the Technological University last Friday, produced and launched the farm crime survey, you know. And out of the 1,500 people that were surveyed, which was quite a large survey, 55% of them have had a criminal experience, or a crime experience over the last 5 years. So it's that type of crime that we're looking at, opportunistic thieves, and then the organised crime groups who are going in and stealing kind of to order.
Briefly, Barry, what do these gangs do with the livestock? I mean, is it? I mean, you were saying about machinery. A lot of it goes abroad, Eastern Europe. What happens to the livestock that they steal?
Well, there have been various cases where, you know, it didn't leave the state and it went to another particular farm, right? And I mean, for example, I'll go back to your home county maybe 5 or 6 years ago, where it was somebody 50 kilometres away who stole the livestock. Having said that, I dealt with a case in the last couple of years where in County Monaghan, 28 and 10 of the cattle were in calf, and the CCTV local was picked up. It went cross border. Now that may not be all the time, but it looks like that, right? And after that, then the tags are removed, and either they go for slaughter or they're kept and sold on.
Well, look, thank you for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to IFA Crime Prevention Executive Barry Carey, following on from the news yesterday on Radio Kerry that man's been arrested as part of a Garda probe into organised crime carried out in Kerry and West Cork, where around €110,000 worth of farm machinery and livestock has been stolen between November last year and February of this year.